The Jaguars were back in training camp mode on Monday with a fully padded practice and plenty of one-on-one action. Though they did spend some time working on this week's preseason opener, which meant looking at the New York Jets.
What we did was we introduced the Jets today. Now, we had one period. We're not going to put a lot of concentrated effort in as far as game planning, but just an introduction, maybe a period here, a period tomorrow. We really want to play just with our rules ball, go out there and really concentrate. It's training camp format, another day of padded practice, got some good work, a lot of one-on-ones again today.
Hello and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars have a short week to get ready for that Jets game on Thursday night. They work today, they'll work tomorrow. And Gus Bradley and his staff are still very much in training camp mode, which means evaluating their roster, though, as you heard, they spent some time on the New York Jets. Now, one guy they're evaluating is Telvin Smith. And Smith is a guy who you know as a playmaker. Remember the touchdown on the pick six he had in London last year? That's been Telvin's game. What he's focused on this year is more the fundamentals. And when we're talking about defense, that means stopping the run.
Overall, I wanted to be better in the run game, in our fits and things like that. Just be more precise. That indecision caused a lot of big runs. Not necessarily myself, but a couple was on me. But I know if I'm keening in on what I got to do, and I know I'm right, then other guys doing the same thing.
A few notes from today's practice to share with you. Kelvin Beachum continued to work off to the side with strength and conditioning coach Tom Myslinski. And Gus Bradley says they have a good idea where he's at, and they're making progress even if he's not ready to play on Thursday. Center Brandon Linder worked more than he has since last week when he suffered the groin injury, but didn't take part in either one-on-ones or in team drills. Bradley said it's too early to say whether he'll be ready to play against the Jets on Thursday. And Marquise Lee returned to practice and took part in everything. Bradley said they're still being cautious, and he might sit out Tuesday's practice to see how the hamstring responds. We're joined now by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. And John, today Marquise Lee was back on the practice field. Any chance we'll see him on the field in New York on Thursday?
Well, it sounds like there's a chance. I think he has a chance to perhaps practice a little more Tuesday unless they decide just to see where that hamstring is. I don't know how important it is for Marquise to be on the field on Thursday. I would say over the course of four games of the preseason, important for him to be on the field for three of them just to show that he's there, just to establish a reliability. Thursday night, whatever, but later on he needs to be there.
We're not going to see the offensive line, at least not a couple of key guys. We probably won't see Kelvin Beachum. We're still waiting to hear about Brandon Linder.
Right.
How much of a missed opportunity is that? Do you have concern for the offensive line now here at the first preseason game?
Well, a little concern, again, sort of like with Marquise. There's still time on this. You're 33, 34 days from the opener, so it doesn't have to be Thursday. But at some point, you need to see what this line is. I think it's probably going to be Kelvin Beachum, left tackle, Luke Jokel, left guard. At some point, since there's so many unknowns, and Luke Jokel's never played left guard, Beachum's never played left tackle here, at some point, you got to see them together, and they've got to get some continuity. They got to get going. I don't think we're at crisis point on that yet, but we're certainly at a point where it's fair for fans to say, when are we going to see this?
Well, it'll be a good test on Thursday because the Jets have one of the better defensive fronts in pro football. And wrapping it all up, how about a thought on Blake Bortles? He's talked about decision-making and mechanics all summer long. What do you want to see from him?
Well, it's so tough with Blake because the first thing you think when you watch him in some practices is, boy, that's not what you want to see. And the second thing is, well, he's never been a great practice player, so it's probably not a crisis if there are mistakes made in practice because we've seen he can do it in the game.
Sure.
I'm like you, though. I want to see some more efficiency. He has to be more efficient. He has to reduce mistakes. It sure would give you a more comfortable feeling if you see that at some point during the preseason. I don't think it means it can't happen because, again, this guy is just a guy who it seems like when the lights go on for real, he's better. But I think I speak for everybody when you would like to see a little bit more efficiency out of him as you move forward.
Quickly, is this offense too young to just pick up where they left off last year? Are they going to have some growing pains?
Well, I think they are picking up where they left off last year.
Okay.
And I think what the offense was last year was it was not a consistent unit. It was a big play unit that hit big plays downfield, explosive. It excited you about the future. But it was not a unit that was efficient. It was not a unit that was in the top 10. So it needs to start working toward getting there, and I think that's what they want to see in the final 3 weeks of the preseason, or in the entire preseason, especially after this first game.
All right, John, the next time we're together will be Thursday night?
Can't wait for
in
that,
New
huh?
York. Yeah, looking forward. Bright lights, big city. John Osher. Time now for our play of the day. And it came in Monday's practice on the very final play of practice. In the two-minute drill, quarterback Chad Henne found Aurelius Penn, who then turned it up the field and raced for the touchdown and wrapped up Monday's practice session. That'll do it for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Thanks for joining us.